Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, October 2nd, and the market is coming in hot after another record close for the S&P 500 yesterday.
That's right. The bulls are definitely in charge. We're looking at a mostly higher open, with NASDAQ futures leading the way, up about 120 points. It seems like nothing can stop this market.
Not even a government shutdown? It feels like Wall Street is just completely shrugging it off.
Completely. The real story traders are focused on is the Fed. Yesterday's ADP payrolls report came in negative, a huge miss from expectations. That has the market now fully pricing in a 25 basis point rate cut later this month. Bad news is good news again.
So the dovish Fed expectations are fueling the fire. Got it. What about overseas? What was the mood in Asia and Europe overnight?
Asia was very strong. South Korea's KOSPI hit a fresh record, jumping over 2.5% thanks to a big deal between Samsung, SK Hynix, and OpenAI. The Nikkei and Hang Seng were also up nicely. Europe is also mostly in the green, with Germany's DAX and France's CAC both up over 1%.
So a solid green light from the global markets. Let's drill down into the sectors. Where is the money flowing this morning?
It is all about technology. The XLK is showing significant strength and volume. We're seeing leadership from semiconductors and cybersecurity stocks, which really caught a bid late yesterday. This looks like a clear rotation back into growth.
And on the flip side, any areas to be cautious about?
Definitely. Materials and financials are showing relative weakness. I'd avoid chasing anything in those spaces until they show some real signs of life. The overall market breadth isn't perfect, with the percentage of stocks over their 50-day moving average still looking bearish. So, you know, it's a cautiously bullish environment.
Cautiously bullish. I like that. Let's talk individual names, because there is a ton of news out there. What's catching your eye?
Well, you can't miss the huge M&A news. Berkshire Hathaway is buying Occidental's chemical unit, OxyChem, for $9.7 billion in cash. A massive deal.
Wow, Buffett making a big splash. What else is moving?
Tesla is trading higher. Everyone is watching for their Q3 delivery numbers, which are due out today. And Nike got a big upgrade to overweight at KeyBank with a $90 price target. That stock is getting a nice little pop.
Okay, Tesla and Nike on the radar. I also saw some interesting news from Apple.
Yeah, this is a big one. Reports say Apple is putting its Vision headset upgrade on hold to focus its resources on developing AI-powered smart glasses. A potential strategy shift there that traders will be watching very closely.
Fascinating. Any earnings we should know about?
AngioDynamics, ticker ANGO, is gapping up nicely. They beat on earnings and revenue and raised their full-year guidance. Also, Stellantis reported a 6% year-over-year jump in U.S. sales, so that stock is seeing some good pre-market action.
All right, let's get to the playbook for traders hitting their desks. What are the key levels you're watching for the S&P and NASDAQ?
For the SPY, I'm looking at 665 as a key support level from the recent consolidation. The big resistance to watch is 672, which lines up with the October highs, a clean break above that could really accelerate things. For the QQQ, the 600 level is major psychological support, while 610 is the key resistance overhead.
So the strategy is to focus on those strong sectors like semis and cyber, and maybe look for pullbacks to those support levels as entry points?
That's exactly it. Don't chase extended moves, especially with the mixed internal signals. Manage your risk tightly. A couple of names on my watch list for today are AMPX for continuation and ZS for a potential anticipation setup.
Great stuff. Before we wrap, a quick note on economic data. The shutdown means we won't get the weekly jobless claims or factory orders data today. So we're flying a bit blind on that front.
That's right. It makes the technical levels and the sector leadership even more important to watch. The price action is telling the story right now, and it's a story of tech leading the charge higher amid hopes for a more accommodative Fed.
An excellent summary. It's a risk-on mood, but with a note of caution. Focus on the leaders, watch the key levels, and stay nimble. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose.